Okay, here we go with the answers. I'm sorry about the Christmas quiz, okay? I thought it was going to work much more seamlessly. I was hoping that I'd be able to have the answer somewhere and people could just click through. It was a disaster, okay? My entire Christmas was spent between nursing a gorgeous, darling newborn baby and then replying to thousands of people on Instagram, DMing them a copy and pasted list of the quiz answers. So I'm so sorry for everybody who did the previous quiz and then was infuriated whenever there were no answers there at the ready. However, we will not be committing the same form of treason again. So today, I am proud and delighted and honoured and etc. to be giving you the answers of the quiz that we have just had. So, without any further ado, you're sort of done with my crack now. You've listened to the questions, you've had the fun. Now you just want to tot up the answers and discover who was the winner. You don't need any more cursing. You don't need any more inappropriate gags that are definitely not suitable for younger ears, or dare I even say it, older ears, or even middle-aged ears. Just an assault on anybody with hearing. Nevertheless, are we ready for the answers? Yes. 1, 2, 3, let's go. What's the French term for the dish frog's legs? Cuisse de grenouille. Cuisse de grenouille. That's cuisse de grenouille, okay? Not grenouille, not looking for grenouille, I'm looking for cuisse de grenouille. Number 2, how many London Underground stations are there? The answer, of course, is 270. From Cockfosters. Oh, brilliant. If you see somebody that you know travels to London and takes a picture of the tube stop Cockfosters, unfriend them and never refer to them as an acquaintance of yours again, because they are an embarrassment person. Number 3, what is the currency of Laos? The currency, of course, for Laos is the Lao Kip. The Lao Kip. Number 4, who killed John Lennon? Imagine, I know, brilliant. Who killed John Lennon? The answer, my friend, is Mark Chapman, a loon of otherworldly proportions who decided to profess his love by way of murder. Number 5, the Irish tricolour. Any sort of sentence in 2026 that begins with the Irish tricolour is rarely going to finish well, but at least with this one, it's safe and sanitary. The Irish tricolour is the flag of which African country when turned backwards? The answer, of course, is the Ivory Coast. I hope everybody got that. That is the Ivory Coast. Number 6. What is a xylophone made from? Wood. Very easy. Very easy answer. Wood. And the bonus question that I included there, which was the first ever musical instrument, I would have thought it would have been the drum. Okay? Just would have thought percussive, it's a very instinctual thing to bang, to make noise, and then to find a rhythm and harmony, or not harmony, but to rhythm within that. And it was wrong, actually. It's not a drum. I would have thought cowhide, maybe, over a stone or over a bit of wood or bark. But no, it was a flute. So the first thing, first ever musical instrument was a flute. So if anybody got that right, they are the winner of those question points. Question number 7. What was the first antibiotic used in medicine? Of course, the answer there is penicillin. Not to be confused with anything else. Penicillin is the answer there. Question number 8. How many points is the letter Q worth in a game of Scrabble? I got this wrong. I guessed 8, to be honest. As the former Scrabble champion of Ireland, I still got it wrong. I thought it was 8. The answer is actually 10. So if anybody got that right, fair play to you. You are the winner of that question. Number 9, what is the capital of Peru? Lima, like Adriana Lima, the model, famous from an era of modelling which was in some ways problematic, but also arguably more glamorous than, let's not discuss the ins and outs of female fashion modelling, it's a family quiz. Number 10, name the most northerly and southerly points in Ireland. Malin Head and Mizzen. From Malin to Mizzen. Every single sort of banking ad and mortgage provider. From Malin to Mizzen, we're taking care of our own. No, you're not. You are a business built upon gouging the civilians and citizens of society. So naming two sort of fucking juxtaposed islands, land masses, is nothing to do with your fluctuant mortgage rates and your also scumbag charges for using your services. I just want to access my money. How am I being charged for that? So, family quiz. What? Which word can be placed before bottle, bell and blue? I mean, damn. Which bird Oh, for the love. Which word can be placed before bottle, bell and blue? And bird. Oh my God. Blue is the answer, okay? Eiffel 65, I'm blue, Dabba Dibba, Dubai. Blue is the answer for that. Question number 12. What colour are aircraft black boxes? And by the way, they're not fucking black. Stop at the cursing mark, it's a family show. What colour are aircraft black boxes? Bright orange. Sort of like the colour my three cousins used to attend a local teenage disco. Yeah, that's okay, I think. Question number do kids still wear fake tan, actually? Or is fake tan gone out of fashion? I feel like it's probably gone out of fashion. Again, I don't care. People are allowed to wear what they want, tan or otherwise. Well, within reason, not in sort of problematic uni photos in fancy dress. Nevertheless, 13. The Book of Kells was written in what language? The answer, of course, was Latin. Latin. Question 14. In what year was the Battle of Clontarf? The answer is 1014. 1014, the Battle of Clontarf was in 1014. Question number 15. An orchidometer is a medical instrument used to measure which part of the male body? This was a surprise. I thought it was going to be the willy. It's actually the balls. So, measuring the... Why would you ever need to measure your balls? Surely people aren't. Like, if women are being now... This is the stuff I talk about beauty standards for men. If we don't just have to contend with the size of our own penis, if we now have to fucking worry about the girth and the weight and the dexterity of our own testicles, we just don't stand it. Just cut them off. I've always said that. Just cut them off. Find another way for us to reproduce. This appendage is not... It's tough out there being a boy, so if you have a sack and you're listening, just know that I'm thinking of you. I'm not thinking of your sack, but I appreciate the... I think it's time to move. It's a family show. What fun name was originally proposed in an online poll to name the research vessel that was eventually called RRS Sir David Attenborough? Oh no, we didn't do a 16. Boaty Mac Boatface. That was cringe anyway. Nevertheless, okay, we're moving on to the music round. Are we ready? Yes, we are. I'm going to have to finish this up because there's somebody about to record. Damn. What is Sting's real name? Gordon Sumner. Yeah. Gordon Sumner. How many UK number ones has Elton John had? And the answer to that is 7. The answer to that is 7. How many keys on a standard modern day piano? You ready? 88. How many keys on a standard modern piano? The answer is 88. Question number 4. What was Madonna's first single? The answer, of course, is Holiday. Holiday! Great tune. Jesus, she's had some career, hasn't she? Like, the tunes are bananas. And it's weird, like, that level of fame, like, Madonna, was Madonna the first ever artist to be known by a single name? Who's that? That's a good question. Who's the first ever artist to be just known by a single name? Elvis? No, it was Elvis before Madonna, potentially. Yeah, he would have been, of course. Pre-Elvis, who was there? Nobody, I'd say. Must have been Elvis. I don't think you can say Chopin, you know, if we're going to go that far back. Beethoven, of course. The Daft Nazi, nevertheless. Oh, that was Wagner. Cool, we're not getting into the politics of classical neo-Nazism, okay? Family show. What US state are the Kings of Leon from? Nashville, Tennessee. Tennessee. And 50 Cent's real name, of course, is Curtis Jackson. The richest celebrity in 2019, Taylor Swift. All right? And the 9 o'clock on a Saturday tune, of course, with the old crowd shuffling in, Billy Joel, the piano man. Yeah, yeah. Great song. And the legend who died a few years ago, of course, was Kenny Rogers. May he rest in peace. The last two songs that I sang the lyrics to were Leona Lewis, "But I Don't Care What They Say, I'm In Love With You. They Try To Pull Me Away, But They Don't Know The Truth." Leona Lewis, "Bleeding Love." I'm going to say 2008. 2007? No, I'm going to say 2008 because she won the X Factor around then and that was her tune afterwards. She had Run, which is also originally done by Snow Patrol, but then Bleeding Love just fucking, excuse me language, that just exploded. That got her into the US because it had that sort of like Timberland drum style as well, which is really big at the time. He had nothing to do with the track, but it was, yeah, It was big. It was a smash, as they would say. Name the song title and the artist. I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. None other than our legendary Adele. Hello. One of the greatest artists of our generation. And dare I say, any generation. She's an absolute icon. Now, Oniva, the last few questions. Geography, okay? The longest river in Europe is the Danube. The Danube? I assume the Danube. Is the Danube in Hungary? I'm very bad when it comes to European rivers, or at least ones beyond France, Italy and Spain, because I'm such a Francophile. Number two, what is the name of the largest of the Canary Islands? Tenerife. Straight up, Tenerife. No arguments there. Question number three, what is the capital of Honduras? I never knew this. Tegucigalpa, maybe. Tegucigalpa. You habita Honduras, Tegucigalpa? Yeah, probably like Tegucigalpa. Probably like that, maybe. Tegucigalpa is the answer to that. What is the length of the Wild Atlantic Way? The answer to that, my friends, of course, is 1,600 miles. 2,600 kilometres. I still would like somebody to let me know, though, what officially is the Wild Atlantic Way? Because I feel like in Ireland, every now and then, pubs and stuff are just sticking up a fucking sign, like, ah, yeah, Wild Atlantic Way. By the way, like, how many highest pubs in Ireland are there? There's about 56 different public houses that say, we're the highest pub in Ireland, the highest pint of Guinness. Today we'll be introducing... he'll be doing this top... Do you know what I mean? Good luck. Nevertheless, how many count... Oh, no, we didn't do that one. Ireland's longest river, the Shannon, runs between how many counties? A... And the answer is, my friends, 11. The Shannon, that's mental. I never knew it was that many. The Shannon runs between 11 counties. Okay, last round, last questions, last answers. What is the name for a group of flamingos? The answer, of course, is a flamboyance. Brilliant. I never would have gotten that. I would have thought it was like a horde or a troop or something, but flamboyance is magic. That's excellent. A flamboyance of flamingos. Number two, the term for a baby monkey. Monkey! What's that from again? Monkey! Monkey! The Office. An infant. Didn't know that. I would have thought it was, infant. Okay. True or false, the hippopotamus has webbed feet, and the answer is true. Which land animal has the greatest vision of all land animals? The answer is the giraffe. I would have thought the leopard. The leopard. It's actually the giraffe. So... there you go. Not to use the voice of my Kenyan safari guy when we were over in Kenya many moons ago. Weird one for you, actually. We went to Kenya in 2006. The good old days, as they say. And the first place that we stayed in was in northern Kenya, Laikipia. And 2 weeks after we were there, guys came in on trucks with AKs and shot up the entire reserve of the people. Like, so, good stuff. I left an iPhone charger as well, so I had to... Hello? Hiya, sorry. I was there a few weeks ago. Yeah, we're just in the middle of... It was the cable for my... Nevertheless, what is the average lifespan of a clam? A giant clam, no less. The answer is 100 years. There you go, my friends. A light and easy quiz and breezy quiz to get you going into February. It's the world's most depressing month. It's the world's most depressing country. It's the world's most depressing world. We need to find a different planet to exist on where we don't harm ourselves. Maybe we should all just disperse. Maybe humanity on the whole, we should all just get one each. Surely there are enough stars. If any galactical perverts out there can have the knowledge or the wherewithal to answer this, there have to be enough stars that can sort of sustain human life. And if there are, they say that there are billions out there, surely we can all just take one each. That seems to be the only foolproof way of us not to harm each other. We all just need to be split up like an unruly bunch of children at a communion. Society, we are not made to coexist. We have to self-destruct. And we're on the precipice of doing so. So why not ask ourselves some bloody quiz questions on the way as we circle the drain of existence? Happy Thursday.